This is JIS News. Coming up, Agriculture Ministry to identify more arable lands for sorghum cultivation. Final negotiations underway to complete divestment of Wallingford Coffee Company and significant technological advances for the education sector this fiscal year. Details after the break. Stay with us.
When this officer pulled me over for this morning, for me sure me not speeding.
Good morning, ma'am. Your documents, please.
Good morning. What is the matter, sir? I was driving within the speed limit.
Ma'am, I'm writing your ticket for the lunchbox you threw out your window at the intersection.
Jeez and peace. You serious?
Littering attracts ticketing. You can be fined up to $2,000 for throwing, leaving, or depositing garbage in a public area. Proper garbage disposal is key.
Now the news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is looking to identify more arable lands for sorghum cultivation. Sorghum is being considered as a substitute for imported corn used in the production of animal feed. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says land has already been identified at Amity Hall in St. Thomas, one of nine agri-parks being developed across the island. He says this land is being prepared, with Caribbean Broilers Group set to undertake a sorghum planting exercise.
We're targeting in that agri-park some 1,700 acres. They are moving now to put in 800, and we are trying to identify more lands. They have asked for some 6,000 acres. So the sustainability is there, and we are determined to put whatever idle lands we have into production.
Minister Clark was speaking to journalists following the recent harvesting of a pilot sorghum crop in Hill Run, St. Catherine. Final negotiations are underway with the preferred bidder to complete the divestment of the Wallingford Coffee Company. This from Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Cabinet in March gave approval for the government to divest its shares in the company, which is Jamaica's largest processor of green beans originating from the Blue Mountain and High Mountain regions and the largest exporter of coffee.
When completed, this will result in savings of over $200 million a year for the government of Jamaica, since that is the average annual loss of that company.
Speaking during his recent budget debate presentation, Dr. Phillips also reiterated plans to privatize a number of state-owned entities deemed underperforming or which do not form part of the government's core activities. He says action is underway on a number of entities, including the Kingston Container Terminal, Norman Manley International Airport, Jamaica Railway Corporation, and Caymanas Track Limited. The education sector will see significant technological advances this fiscal year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the government fully recognizes that investment in information communication technology, ICT, can result in the transformation of the sector.
How it is received, how well it is used, depends very much on the outcome of capacity building among our teachers and among our administrators in education, and indeed in the public at large, because the insertion is not merely for students, yes, although that obviously will be the main focus, they will be, but also for the entire community.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the opening ceremony of a joint four-day workshop organized by the Ministry of Education and UNESCO on Monday. And Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer is underscoring the need for the leadership of organizations to recognize the importance of human resource management to the success of the entity. Addressing the opening of a two-day middle managers conference in Kingston on Monday, Minister Kellyer said human resource management has a major role to play in the growth, profitability, and success of organizations.
There is now overwhelming evidence to show that there's a direct relationship between a company's financial success and its commitment to management practices that treat people as assets. There's a real relationship between how companies and organizations manage people and the profits and performance they ultimately earn.
The two-day conference is organized by Make Your Mark Consultants under the theme The People at the Center of Strategy and is designed to address the needs of organizations and the middle manager's role in adding value. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.